Hello, I'm Dave, and you are joining me on a study and a review of my personal notes. These are pages I've written in the last 2 days, and what I'd like to do right now is organize them for my own sake, and you're welcome to join me. So this particular segment of my workflow I call job number two, and I'm still teasing it out. The first job is job zero, because I'm a computer programmer. Job zero is the first job. Job one is the second job, and job two is the third job. I didn't make that up. Computer programmers who came up with arrays said job zero is the first job, and eventually it just trickled over into my life. So job zero is when I do my morning routine of getting my coffee, you know, getting dressed, making my bed, listening to Psalm 119, and sitting down with my Bible and this clipboard and just writing inspired thoughts. I love that part of the day. And job zero is the inhale. Job one is the exhale, where I take the information that I call daily manna, the information that I, when I read scripture, I quote Deuteronomy chapter 8, where it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah's son Yahushua also quoted that same passage of Deuteronomy while he was tempted. So when I'm reading scripture to begin the day, I'm not only reading, but I'm feeding. And it feeds my soul, it feeds my thoughts, and then those trickle out. And because these pages, I haven't even read them yet. And what I want to do is create little checkpoints in my own story and process that is made public when it can be made public. I don't write these pages for other people, I write them for myself, but assuming I can't get to the grandiose vision of writing a book or having a hit podcast or a blog or any kind of post-production activity, this is at minimum, I am reviewing what I have written in a way that you can see how one thinker and aspiring Renaissance man processes his thoughts, and maybe that will influence you to consider how you think through your thoughts. So with that being said, what I'm gonna do is just, number one, let's count how many pages that I've written by hand in the last 2 days. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. 25 pages here, and then I have also an aspiring layout for a zine that I put some notes in. So it's called 25 and a half pages that I've written in the last 2 days. And the next step is to review them. And I'm doing that on camera because of, again, a few things. Some people don't like to hear themselves, and it is a unique feedback loop to listen to your own words, but it is incredibly beneficial to hear your words as a feedback loop to think about what you've said and basically have a conversation, be both sides of the conversation, the speaker and the listener. So I am a big advocate of time and time management, and I will never be 45 years old again. I'm 45 now. I got one more month at 45, then I turn the quarter and I'm 46. So I'll never be 44 again. And when I'm 55, 65, 75, I can give myself a look back and say, these were the pages that I looked at. And so you could also call this video a time capsule that is of my real life on record. And then we'll figure out where these pages go, if anywhere else. So what I want to do as a first exercise is label these thoughts, take a little bit of time considering what it is that I have thought about in the last 2 days. Because what happens in my writing style is I like loose leaf paper on this clipboard here that gives me freedom to write whatever is top of mind. And then what I do is I just take it off and put it in a pile. I like that free form nature that is immune from the fear of writing and messing up a nice journal, which I used to struggle with that concept for a little while, but then I found that this clipboard style is my preference. I got into the clipboards when I was an art director. I was managing 9 graphic artists, and we would need to have visual sketches, and so I'd print this out and do a sketch, and then I eventually just liked that medium to build or write whatever I want. So I have a couple of familiar labels that I already know I like to do. One is I like to call a pep talk, and that's what this first page absolutely is a pep talk. So I'm going to write pep talk on this. And I guess the first segment of what this is, as I just said, will be to label these piles as what they are in my view, and then we can rearrange. So I'll probably speak these pages out. This one has benefit of being on the top, so that's why I didn't speak to it. But this is a contrast page. I'm a big fan of creating contrasts. And this first page is titled Yes and No. We're going to get to it in a second, but that one is a pep talk. This one is a page that is titled Writing Desks and Tasks. And what this is a workflow page. So I'm thinking about my workflow. And I know I have several pages on that because that is top of mind. So workflow is different than a pep talk for me. This page is a thought I had prompted from Psalm 5. I'm reading through the Psalms, counting down from Psalm 150 down to Psalm 1. And I've made it all the way to Psalm 5. This page could either be a journal page or a pep talk page. And what we'll do is I'm going to start a journal page or a journal pile, that one. So that feels good there. And so part of why I am recording this again is that I truly feel satisfied and content in life right now. I'm sober, no drugs, no addictions, no prescriptions, no alcohol, no marijuana, no tobacco. I've got coffee in the morning, and I do like a beer soda, non-alcoholic beer, in the evening because I don't like the sugar of sodas. But I say that as in one of the benefits of, it's literally this page. I think this next page is a page about speaking freely, and with a cleared mind, it can appear that I am scatterbrained. And so what I want to do is I want to pile up each of these pages and then go through each of them as a topical content and be a little bit more specific as to what these pages are saying. This page is a big picture page And so I could put this as a journal page, keep that simple for now. This is a code related page. The title of this is related to the blog that I'm working on. The current domain name that I use and I'm building toward is and or at. And that is unique, as you might not even know what I'm saying there, and or at. That is a top level domain. And we will talk about what all that means shortly. Oh, this one is called the Y Bullseye. And what this page is my writing process that I'm thinking about how to become an author. And it's one of two. So this one's on writing. And so I want to become an author. I don't want to just become a blogger or a content provider. I want to write long form books that are the assimilation of these thoughts, the consolidation. And these pages that are on my desk will be reviewed shortly. They have different nature, but you can already see we've got five piles here, and I'm going to need to make some space. This one is big picture. Do I have a big picture? This is who am I in Harrisonburg? And it's a list of questions. And you know what I'm going to do is, rather than focus on Harrisonburg, which I may, I'm going to create a pile called questions. So, because I know that I like to ask myself questions. So that's this pile. And then this one is another one titled with Psalm 5. And it's also related to Harrisonburg, and it's questions about Harrisonburg. So even though it's titled with Psalm 5, I can see that those are questions related. Ooh, this one's interesting. So I have a old 1955 typewriter that I thoroughly enjoy typing on, and the next page up is a page I typed out this morning. It has four paragraphs. And it's kind of a journal, and it's kind of a declaration, and it's a little bit of an essay. And it is a, what is this page? I'll read some of it to figure out. I'm going to read it because I'm trying to figure out if it is questions, writing, workflow. It's probably writing. But it's not the writing process. So you know what? Actually, the Y Bullseye. What is this one here? So the Y Bullseye is actually not why I want to save that page. It also has a question down at the bottom. It has a couple of questions. So I'm going to get rid of that one. The Y Bullseye will move over to questions because I'll let that one. And then this is writing, but what kind of writing is this? This says, I was born speaking English. I am a white male American. Some people want to change their skin color. Others want to change their gender. I want to change my allegiance. I want to change nations. I no longer want to be associated with America. I want to join the kingdom of heaven, the nation of heaven. All nations have a name, and heaven's nation is no different. The name of the nation of heaven is Israel. While the U.S. crumbles along with its ethics and economy, I want to prepare for my new home. The economy and ethics of Israel are superior to capitalism or communism. I am choosing to live according to a superior code of ethics and economy. I have retired from America. All future relationships will be vetted based on their skills, sobriety, and self-awareness. I have no interest in hanging out with drunks, fools, or mindless foot soldiers of a hollow life. I define retirement as the ability to do what I want when I want. All the seasons of my life have been shorter than I expected. I want to recognize that this current season is no different. I am temporarily in a time and place where I can produce. I am a servant of Yahuwah, and I will produce whatever Yahuwah approves. I am untangling all the messes that I have lived in before this time. I now have time to clean my mind. what I typed this morning. This one's interesting. Okay, this page is about the Aleph, and it's about time. So what's happening here is this is about the alphabet and Psalm 22 and the Hebrew alphabet. This is very interesting, and we're going to get into this. So I'm going to put this as a Psalms 119. Psalms 119 is the tip of the spear. It is the beginning of anyone who decides they want to learn how to live forever. The Hebrew language is the spiritual language that teaches eternal life. And Psalm 119 is the spiritual alphabet and the spiritual posture in which you have to hold in order to become literate toward spiritual messages. If you do not absorb and receive Psalm 119, then the rest of Scripture is going to be confusing. And that is a big idea that is unspoken in the Christian buildings. I have a huge, contempt. I hold Christianity in contempt. I was raised Christian, and people wonder why I'm so harsh on Christianity, and I would ask them if they were raped for 20 or 35 years, would they be tolerable of their rapist? And that is the metaphor I have of Christianity. Christianity raped my mind, it raped my heart, it raped my soul, it raped my ethics, it raped my instinct, it raped my senses, and I am in recovery mode because it is a false representative, false messenger of what the Bible actually says. And that is why I am trying to begin at the beginning with the alphabet. The alphabet is the first step toward literacy. And Psalm 119 is the spiritual alphabet for a spiritual language that teaches eternal life. So this is the page I'm holding now is also about Psalm 119. So that's page 2 on that. Next page is a collection. I want to join the Harrisonburg art scene. So this is art club ideas. I have met a few of the very talented artists. Those little eyeballs on my wall are from Goofcraft. The feet that are just out of camera are also out of by Goofcraft. That's Tall Boy. I have other kinds of art that are in the house that are the art scene. And so what this is I'm going to put this as meetups. And this is part of AND, the website AND kind of agenda is creating meetups. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the word meetups, and then because meetups are related to AND, I'm going to put two post-it notes on this pile, and in fact, I'm going to put this one of meetup on the meetup page, and I'm going to put the AND label on that, because as you can see, we're going to quickly run out of time we're going to run out of space, time and space. If I don't get smart about how I'm going to pile these up. So this is a meetup page that I'm going to do the label on top like that. I think pep talk and journal and writing kind of all can be consolidated, so that might be a process. I'm looking for the... Okay. Next page is a page on Psalm 119. Next page is, what is this one? This is, the title is, what do you think as more valuable, your time or your money? Most people think about money. Some people think about their job. Some people live paycheck to paycheck. Some people are wealthy. There used to be a term called middle class, who's neither rich nor poor, but that was an illusion or a temporary mistake. So this page, the reason why, oh, I know what this is. So this is my attempts to find common ground under the direction of trying to get people to understand why it's important to read the Bible with their own eyes and ears. And I want to go out to the most common ground of time and money and explain that time is the most valuable resource, and the Bible teaches how to achieve and get the most valuable resource, which is time. And inside of time, you can get money. And so by learning and reading the Bible, you actually will become rich in both time and money. So that's what that page is, but it's more of an intro, and it's half-baked, as you can tell. Next page is... This is a pep talk page, and I'll talk about that one later. This next page is a page called Sabbath, the Day of Rest, and there's a lot of questions on this, so that's a question page. Oh, interesting. So this, how meta is this? This is a page that says when you ask a question, and this was from yesterday, so I'm going to date it. And you'll notice if you see on my pages that I date them by year, month, day of month, and day of week. So there's four items here. So I will get into the lunar solar calendar in due time. But today is the first year of my tracking. When I say year one, I really mean it's my second year, but it's my first full year. So year zero was last year when I started dating my pages, meaning I have completely departed from my personal life living according to the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar has things such as Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter, Pride Month, among others. The lunar calendar, the lunar solar calendar doesn't have Christmas, doesn't have Easter, doesn't have Pride Month. So I don't subscribe to any of the Gregorian holidays. But year one is arbitrary. Whenever you begin to follow the lunar solar calendar, your year should be your own personal year that you begin it. But the month is... all specific, that's hard-coded, and so are the month of the day, the day of the month, and the day of the week. It is the third month of the year, not the sixth month according to the Gregorian calendar, but it's the third month. It is the 16th day of the third month, and it is the first day of the week. All of that is going to be explained more in due time. Next page is one of some thought therapy for me about my relationship with the boys. My sons, Oscar and Wells, I love you. They are two of my five children. My first child died from a miscarriage. My second child is Oscar, who is the oldest. My third child is Wells. My fourth child is Olivia. She passed away 2 weeks after she was born in the year 2014, Gregorian. And then Courage was born in April of 2016. He lived 11 months until he crawled into a pool and drowned while his mother, grandmother, were in the other room scrolling their phones and not watching him at the house of the grandparents, who were holding my family hostage, as far as I'm concerned, against my will. And they have a pool in their backyard, and it did not have a fence around it, even though the law says that it's required because drowning is the number one cause of death of infants. but they don't pay attention to the law. And so I have to, what I call thought therapy, process my thoughts and emotions about a woman and her family who have withheld my own children, which is also where I talk about seasons of life being shorter than they are. So I put this one as this page that I have right here. This one would probably be considered a journal page that I won't read this one, but I put that in the journal page that will be private, but ask me about my family story at any time and I'm happy to share it. But I have recovered Psalm 119. If Yahuwah's Torah had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I am not afflicted anymore, and I am on my way to a very exciting future. Excuse me. Next page is a one that is titled, according to the Ten Commandments, and this is a pep talk page of sorts. It's very short. It says, I have on top, I have Hebrew. I don't know how to speak Hebrew, but I'm learning it letter by letter. This verse is from Exodus 20, verse 1, which says, I am Yahuwah thy Elohim, who brought thee out of the land of Mizraim, out of the house of bondage. And I wrote here, I am beginning with words. I am seeking the soil, but not any soil, eternal soil, the land that Yahuwah chose to dwell. Wherever Yahuwah dwells is beautiful. I am seeking the path of life. I believe that my prayers and efforts improve with each day. I'm not leaving this spot. I would rather live this way and this faith than join the wicked who cheat, rob, lie, steal, murder, betray, deny, and dull themselves and those around them. May my efforts of words, word, and wisdom bear real fruit. May I be counted as a citizen of Israel forever. I would put that in the pep talk category because that's true and it's a pledge of allegiance. All right, next page. This is one where I am working on my zine. Zine is short for magazine, and it is a combination of what you're seeing here, but I want to put these pages into a little pamphlet, and that's what this is here. I have a tiny zine, and let's look at this for a second. I know I wrote something yesterday. So the current working zine thought is four pages folded together, which gives me, I believe, a total of 14 pages. And I have kind of a first letter to editor draft that I'm working on. If it were up, so this is a letter from my zine, future zine. If it were up to me, then we would all have our own land, materials, skills, and means of putting food on the table. Men would know how to wield an axe, and the women would have reason to sing. But something sinister has slowly removed tangible life from our fingertips. The fact that you're reading a self-printed page is a sign that the times are spooky. I want to shed some light on the brainwashers. So, yeah, this is my... this is a creative self-expression project that is converting a lot of this content into something that is more public. But I do believe we are at war, and I have many reasons why I can back that up. So I'm going to work on that zine. This zine is one in motion. And if you're interested in ever reading it, then let me know, because what I'd like to do is start a subscription basis and mailing these out to subscribers. That would be fun. So let me know if you want to be on the subscription list. That's what this next page is about the zine. And what I'm going to do is put these two together on the zine, and the zine will be related to probably and the meetup. because the zine will also be part of the and website and more. So we'll do that for the zine. Then we move that there. Okay, what is this page? Next page is, okay. So how do I describe this page? This page is part of my writing process. We'll keep it at that. But it's more of a writing format now that I think about it. And that is an overview. So I'm going to put that as part of my zine. This page could be more of the zine. All right, this page, this is one I titled The Bully Versus the Bullshit. And it is an example of the kind of connection I want to do between the zine and the website. So what I want to do is I want to, because the zine is a finite set of pages, I don't want that to mean that I can only write long form articles one per issue, but I also don't want to write short articles. So my idea is to write as long as I want, but at some point have a QR code on the zine where people can just open up the rest of the post on the website and read the most. So I was mentally thinking through this, and the first issue or page of this format, it was titled The Bully Versus the Bullshit. And here's how it goes. It says, "Beware of the two sides of the bullseye. As you embark on a journey of self-improvement, fact-finding, and maturity, you will encounter two types of resistance. The bully will make fun of you for saying you're wasting your time. Sorry, the bully will make fun of you and say you are wasting your time. The bully will say things to those who seek to know the truth, Elohim. They'll say things like, 'God doesn't exist,' which will be disheartening. You will have two choices when dealing with bullies. You can fight them or you can walk away. I've done both. I've never won when I fought a bully, but I have stood up for myself. And I do like to fight. Losing doesn't mean that you lost. It means that the bully outnumbered you, outfunded you, outmatched you, or simply fought dirty. The bullshit takes the opposite effect. Click here to read more." So now I dive into the bullshit, which is the opposite of the bully. And I like this. I'm going to put this as the writing page because that's actually beginning to unpack an actual essay. This next page is zine scene. So I'm laying out according to the format of the zine, but it's more of a workflow process page. So I'm going to move on to that. All right. Next page is titled with Psalm 5. And this one is related to surveying my own life. So this looks like a combination of a journal or a pep talk. And what I'm going to do is look, I'm going to file that as a journal page. This is a post-it note that made it to the pile. And this post-it note, I had kind of a, post-it notes are just random thoughts that I don't even, I just, they're either little quips, tweets, thoughts. This one, this one says oxymorons versus smart morons. So you can get the joke in that one. We'll see where that one goes. And then finally, this page is a medley page. And it is a list of different top of mind ideas. So top of mind, I will usually use the initials TOM, top of mind. And I have a lot of top of mind pages as my first butterfly net to capture if my mind is totally scattered. But the good news is, at least in 2 days, I haven't had many of those going on. But no, the more I look at this top of mind, it's related to topics for the zine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move this top of mind because it does look like it is related. However, again, the more I read it and look over it, I see that it has to do some stuff with Harrisonburg. So I'm going to put top of mind there and conclude with that. Very cool.